This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray. This is a fucking stupid joke, all right? It's not even a joke. I'm Babs Gray.
You can do it.
You got this.
Come on, Babsy.
I'm Babs Gray, and do you think Ziggy Marley really wanted to be a reggae musician, or is he just like, ugh, I have to fucking follow in the family business, don't I? Okay, I saw his name at the fucking Hollywood Bowl, and that's where that joke came from. That's it.
I would like to go to that show. I was just.
But do you think he actually wanted to? I mean, I think like he was just like, yeah, I'll be a reggae musician. But like, your name's Ziggy Marley and you're Bob Marley's son. Do you have a lot of options?
Well, you're either going to be a cartoon character in a comic book strip on Sundays or a reggae musician. So, you know, he's three dimensional. The choice was made for.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly. I will say the Marleys are like Coppolas. It's a family that does good work.
Okay. Prefer the Marleys.
I'm not saying it's bad work. I just, you know, not a lot of options.
Okay. I'm Brandy Posey, and I won a pie eating contest last night, which means I lost a pie eating contest last night.
I'm Tess Barker, and put the vaccine in Mountain Dew. It's time.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We can. Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. My voice is gone. I think we'll get into the details of this pie eating contest, but
yes, let's bring on our guest.
You know, I'm sure she's dying
she's
to hear
about
it.
Yeah.
She's so funny. I'm very excited to have her on the show. She's an Iraqi American comedian, writer, and actress. She did the NBC late night writing workshop in 2020, and she was called one of Bustle's 5 Muslim women comedians to get you through social distancing. And she does stand up internationally. Rhea Madan, welcome to the show.
Yay. Singular woo for myself. Thank you.
No,
thank
you. It's a great woo. So it's a great woo. We'll amplify it. Everybody,
yeah, we're
going to
remix that woo. Woo.
Right now, wherever you're listening to this podcast, woo for Reem right now. Thank you.
Can I get a woo woo?
I'd like to thank the Academy for the woos. That was nice.
This podcast is getting real woo woo.
That's been a fun.
Coming to you from LA. Mm-hmm.
I like the adaptation of woo woo as explaining, you know, someone who's woo woo. I think it's a good crystals, tarot, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah,
it's woo woo. No. Yeah,
woo woo. Yeah, it's almost an onomatopoeia for like the sound. I think of like a crystal.
Yeah, it's like woo. It's like what all of Stevie Nicks's clothes look like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And probably feel like
I had to learn the difference between woo-woo and foo-foo recently. Did you know the difference?
I forgot about foo-foo.
Well, plus foo-foo was like they both kind of go for the same vibe, right? Like, woo-woo is like spiritual and like up in the air, and like foo-foo is like airheaded and silly.
Yes, and we have a lot of both in Los Angeles, so I can see the confusion. Yeah, exactly. And there is intersectionality between Woo Woo and Fufu.
Yeah.
My mom self-identifies as Fufu, but it's like her nickname. Her name is Foz, and she's like, "Call me Fufu," and I was like, "I just you need to understand what that means before you run around telling people."
That's cute. I like that.
It's a very, very cute mom nickname. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Does she actually tell people to call her that, or is that just like in the family?
No. No, she works in retail and she's like, "All of my customers, they call me Fufu." And I was like, are they aware? Are you aware? Are like you being bullied without me knowing this? Like, who do I need to talk to?
It sounds very pretty the way that she's saying it though. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm turned around on it.
This is going to sound like a weird, like very clean comic bit, but like Fufu makes me think of that like a little bunny Fufu nursery rhyme of the rabbit that just like.
Same. That's where I've never heard of it in this context. That's the only.
But like that rhyme is like them, this rabbit picking up mice and hitting them on the head.
Killing them.
Like, what a horrible.
It's kind of like Of Mice and Men meets Peter Rabbit.
Fufu was a term of aggression.
It was the name of a bunny who was
like to kill mice, right?
Yeah, it's little bunny Fufu hopping through the forest, picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head. Mm-hmm. And then he meets a fairy or something that tells him not to do it, right? But he's like,
"This story is problematic."
And he's like, "Not all Fufus." There's a lot of. I'm sure most nursery rhymes. I haven't revisited them, but I'm sure there's a lot of problematic shit going on in.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that the alphabet and "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" is the same song?
Yes, I guess. If you think.
It makes sense.
I thought you were going to say that the alphabet is problematic, and I was like, I mean, probably, but...
Oh,
I mean,
my God, yes. Is there anything more problematic than the alphabet? It makes all of the problematic things.
Yeah, it's responsible for so much bad in the world.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, Reem, we have to talk about... Sorry, but we have to talk about the pie contest.
We are in a bad place.
Please.
So if we're tired, if we're sluggish, if we're off, I can blame it on that.
So where was this pie eating contest, and what kind of pies were consumed?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So we did it. We had a live show last night. It was our first live show back, in like a year and a half. And
just in time for the world to shut down.
Just
again.
In time.
Yes.
Just slipped one in there.
And make it a real doozy. So.
We're like, we're going to make it count. We did it. We did outdoors, which I think was good for both, obvious social distancing reasons and pie eating reasons.
Very sloppy.
Sticky, sloppy very situation. Sticky.
Yes.
So, were they homemade pies? Were they purchased pies?
No, they were purchased, unfortunately. I think even a lovingly made homemade pie would have ruined that for me. So I'm glad to just have a commercial pie ruined.
So we had, there's a lot of debate. What kind of pie do you get? How does it work? All this stuff. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting two different kinds. We got a berry. We got a blueberry and we got a cream.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
And
wait, cream?
Like
cream
a
pie?
Coconut cream.
Yeah. Well, Babs and Tess opted for coconut cream and I got a lemon meringue because I don't like a coconut cream. If it had been a chocolate cream pie, I could have done that. But like, I don't like a coconut.
We wanted to get a chocolate pudding, but that wasn't an option. So
yeah.
But everybody had different flavored pies. It wasn't like everyone had a slice.
Oh, there were two rounds.
We had two rounds. The first round, when it was cream pie, Babs and I both had the coconut cream pie and Brandy had the lemon meringue. Mm-hmm. And then round two, our resident hunk, Ryan Nemeth, who I just cannot shout Ryan out enough.
He's truly a gem of a person. Earlier in the night did a wet t-shirt contest for us where we made him take one off but then made him also put six on at once.
Oh my God. Just in time to shield the pie. Exactly. That's amazing.
Yeah. but the first round, Brandy killed it right off the bat. She had on a pair of goggles.
I brought scuba diving goggles because I really did a lot of like thinking and like prep for the day and was like, all right, I think I need to have my nose blocked because then I won't smell them as much. And I was afraid of pie in my nostrils. Is that a problem that you guys had at all?
It was. I had to pause several times to blow the frosting out of my nostrils.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant. Yeah, I didn't have a problem smelling. Smelling the pie was not an issue.
No, but the nostril blockage was, you were absolutely right to be worried about that.
Listen, not to go dirty with this, but like if you just switched out pie for eating ass all of what you just said applies.
Yeah.
Not that I have any experience.
You should have goggles. Just... We did have ponchos on. Ponchos, which I would also recommend.
Yeah. How do we not have ass-eating goggles yet?
No, honestly, I mean, the next round of Lady to Lady merch, ass-eating goggles, Lady to Lady. We're doing it, baby. No pink eye for your brown hole. I don't know.
Brandy was winning. My experience was it was immediately hell. Like I dove my face into this pie and it was immediately a nightmare. Like consistency was just making me gag. It was really shitty, like just cream pie. Like it was so thick and dairy-y.
Yeah. I liked how the pie tasted.
Barbara did like
the
flavor.
On the outset. I thought the flavor was good. But
how long did it take to get bad for you?
Probably 30 seconds.
Well, and also, I'm going to say this too, though. Time, I think, was very different than normal. Because we did five-minute rounds, a five-minute cream round and a five-minute berry round. And, like, Ryan was calling
sexual.
Out. Yes, it totally, yes. five-minute cream and berry round. And Ryan would call out, like, every minute and a half or something. And when he said it was 1 minute into the five-minute round, there's a video and all three of us just go, what? I thought we were at least 3.5 to
me
halfway
too.
Done.
No, it felt like
me
we were
too.
Almost done. And when you heard like you're a minute in, that was absolutely slowed down.
Devastating. Yeah.
It was
so what was like the point? Like what was the prize? If you whoever ate the pie the fastest, whoever ate the most prize.
It was supposed to be
what?
So we weighed them before.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
they
were
2 pounds each. And but we didn't end up weighing it. It was obvious. It was obvious. Brandy
was
the only
one. We weighed round two.
We had to weigh round two because Tess and I were close and not to spoil the ending of round two, but we'll get there. But like, yeah, we weighed the pies and we had to get I brought a real scale and Ryan stood on them and then Ryan was the base weight and then we would add a pie just to check because the pie would not register on its own on the scale, but also a regular food scale is too small for a full pie because you would never measure a full pie.
Oh my God.
Our hunk stepped on the scale and weighed out both Brandy and Ice pies, and we exactly tied the berry round.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you guys tied.
Well, no, Brandy pie-tied. Won because she pie-tied because Brandy had eaten more of the first pie, so.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I
you could see the tin. You could see the tin.
I basically ate the entire first pie completely. Yeah. I just was running on pure adrenaline and sugar, and I feel so bad.
Yes. Follow up question.
I can't even imagine. I have felt so bad since last night. Like I basically crawled in the front door and had Sean make me some ginger tea. And I just like,
oh no.
Oh, it was.
Wait, did nobody gag?
I gagged a bunch. Oh, I the whole cream pie. It was like. But then I do want to say I had a big comeback in Barry.
She
I got
did.
My shit
you
together. I
definitely
got
gave up by Barry.
But it stayed down. You guys retained all this pie. There was no puke after?
I was shocked that none of us puked.
No, I did. Yeah. I did at home.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I was like, there's no way. I also had like 5 tequila shots before it happened. So.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We had different methods. I was like, I'm going to get drunk. I also didn't eat most of the, you know, most of us hadn't eaten. I think that was the biggest conundrum afterwards was I was so hungry for real food, but so full. And it was like, how can I be hungry for anything right now?
Yes.
Dude, that happened to me once, but different circumstances. I got into like a phase where I really liked vegetable chips and like dried veggies and dried fruits. Yeah. And so I went to Sprouts one day on my like lunch break back when I had a day job and health insurance. And they had these like dried like portobello mushrooms or shiitake mushrooms or something. And so I liked them. So I was popping them one after one. And then I drank water.
They expanded?
And then I didn't realize they expand.
Oh my God.
So I was so magnificently, disgustingly full.
Oh.
And I was like keeling over, but I was like, I just want real food, but it won't fit inside. Like it was horrific, horrific pain.
That's a weird like Alice in Wonderland reverse. Like it's growing in your stomach.
Exactly. I couldn't explain it to anyone because it was bizarre. Like I just went and got some dried mushrooms, non-psychedelic on my lunch break.
Yeah, that is it's such a weird feeling to be like, I'm full, but I'm so hungry to eat something that is not that is an actual meal.
I ended up just putting myself to bed without doing anything, but I chugged a bunch of water. But I was driving home and I was like, I want something that is the opposite of pie. Should I buy like a Slim Jim or something that is just like,
like
one salty thing I think would have like helped psychologically.
That actually sounds good. I think that would have helped. I used to have like a,
something, but
to soak it up a little bit.
I had a Froyo addiction for a few years and like I would just eat frozen yogurt for meals, but then there would be like a need for some sodium and like a Slim Jim was the way to do it.
I agree. Yeah. I'm a big, I love a Froyo lunch. Because it can be like,
but then you need a secondary. That's the problem. Right. You think you only need Froyo and nuts, and then you go back and you're like, salt. And then you're back to square one.
Oh my God. By the way, as we're speaking, I just got a text from my mother-in-law. How many pies did you eat?
Because, well, Tess came into this like fully just like, I think I could do 2.5 to 3 pies. The reality, and I mean, I was also there.
The reality,
like, I thought,
you don't, until it's face front in front of you, you don't really understand what you've stepped into.
Yeah, you really, truly don't.
I do have to say also the scale. So we had the scale there to measure the pies. But at one point we had a table set up with the separate, like with the pies. And then we had like one that I had cut up for the audience to eat. Not that we were involved in any way. That was a separate pie. But at one point the scale was just in front of those tables. And it looked like we were just, it was like, it looked like we were just like, here you go, everyone. If you want to.
How about it? Fucking if you will, by all means.
Have fun over here.
But yeah, I can't even describe how bad I feel. I'm so tired. My body's sore. I don't know why I'm sore. I was like, my back hurts. This is
Well, that happens when I overeat. Like when I know I've gained weight, I feel sore. I can literally feel my fat building.
Really? Yeah. I think it's also because we were like hunched over in a weird position.
Well, so maybe that too.
And I think it's all like the sugar and gluten inflammation. Like I feel extremely inflamed.
That's probably what it is.
I think that's quite a bit of it.
I think I might. Let me know what you guys think about this, but I think I might need to go to the K spa and just like sweat this out.
Yeah, you need like detox.
It's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You see, blueberry, like, droplets.
Yeah, I keep smelling
pie. I'm in such a bad way. Like, also, Babs and I worked all weekend. Like, we woke up on Sunday, like, so tired that we were like, okay, let's just power through. And on our, as soon as we got out of that work, we immediately went and did this to ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. I know. I felt really bad for you guys today because I just had a day where I just, like, woke up, I've walked the dog, and then I've, like, I ran a couple of errands and then I've just been on my couch watching BBC Pottery Throwdown, drinking water, and I ate a salad and I was like, they have work to do today. This is awful. Feels so
that's
bad.
That's like a hangover. You basically have a hangover day.
Yeah.
It's been awful. I've been narcoleptic. I've taken like 4 naps today.
I will say though, we did it so we could get some patrons on board. Thank you.
And thank you everybody who became a patron. Well worth it.
We really, really do appreciate it. This is what we do for you guys. Like, I had my first hangover for patrons. It's it's awful. It's an awful.
All right. Sorry. We had to recount that for.
Oh, my God. Wait. Are they patrons or patrons?
Oh, you guys are our patrons.
Our patrons.
Thank you.
Our patrons.
Welcome to Penn Day.
Well, they definitely, they definitely have a piece of our heart, you know.
Hey. Oh. I would diabetes for you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, shit.
Okay, home slices.
So sweet.
Oh, man. Oh, real quick, also, shout out to the 3 gals that were sitting in the front row of the show that drove 3 hours to come to the show. And
God, I loved them.
They also, they changed their, they're doing like a cool up and down the coast road trip, and they like changed the start date of the road trip so we could be their first night. And I feel extremely honored.
Me too.
So thank you so much. That like really telling us that like made me feel good after eating 3.2 pounds of pie.
I mean,
and I
will say
anything
this-
to help me in that moment.
After all the pain we went through last night, I still was like, that was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun. Exactly. I don't know why exactly we did it still, but I think.
Well, here's
No, I don't either.
Here's my thing. And I think it explains a lot about like us as people that none of us had the thought to say, hey, maybe we don't need to do 2 rounds of this.
No.
We could have just said, we're just going to see how much of one pie we eat. But we were like, no.
Oh, that was never in my mind. I knew it had to be more than one. It
had to be more than one.
If you're going to do it, you better do it.
I mean, of course.
It was just something to prove. I mean, now, like, no matter what people try to talk to us, it's like, okay, have you eaten a pie and a half in public?
No. Yeah.
It was also just so unattractive. All of our partners were there. Watching us. It was disgusting. It looked horrible.
All of our husbands and boyfriends were just standing in the back watching us.
I know. I think it like sent Rick into an existential spiral. He was just like, I live a carny life. I don't understand what's happened. He was like, this is the third cutoff tank top, the third cutoff sleeves t-shirt you've worn today. I was like, sorry, baby, this is who I am.
Sean, I have to say, was proud of me because he thought I was only going to be able to eat half a pie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I clocked in it. What do you think my final number was? Like 1.2?
I think 1. Probably 2? Probably closer to 1.5, probably.
Okay.
How much of that? Because, 0.8 in the first pie, and then mm-hmm. how much do you think of the the second pie? How much of the cream pie do you think you ate?
I showed very poorly. Said. I showed very poorly.
Okay. I'll give you 1.3. Let's go 1.3.
Okay, great.
I think that's that's a good number.
So Sean was proud of me. Yeah, he was very proud.
Anyway, we are auctioning off the remaining pie for charity.
My goggles are still covered in blueberry because I just can't stand the smell or texture.
Just get new goggles. Just get new goggles.
I know.
You brought up a good point earlier. I wonder if you actually like sweat out pie scent like you do like tequila.
Right?
You
know,
Maybe. I keep phantom smelling blueberry and meringue. I keep being like, where is it? I think there's a pie behind a corner or something around
me. You smell like a Victoria's Secret body spray. Just wafting.
Body splash. Does that still exist, you guys? That was, what a moment.
I think it does.
Does it? Does Vicky sell it still?
I haven't been to Victoria's Secret in a while, but I don't see why they would stop selling it.
No, I just stopped going there because they don't fucking sell stuff for big boobs, and it's like they stop at a certain point.
Yeah, it's just it's too expensive, and then whenever I see that annual sale thing, I'm like, oh, I'll go, and it's so overwhelming that I'm like, I don't know.
No,
what I'm doing
I think
here,
annual
goodbye.
Sale we're over right at this point. I feel like we're not at Tess.
It was great when I was 13.
Exactly, I was saying it feels like a teen thing.
Yeah, I mean, their bras are kind of bullshit. I do like a, five for 25 panty deal.
Yeah, you get a good pair of underwear there.
Yeah. Know. The last time I went to Vicky's was when I was shopping for my bachelorette party. I was like, I need like a sparkly white bra to wear under my shirt. So that was like,
got it.
That's a Vicky's purchase.
Man, I just had a hot flash.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to hydrate. We'll be back in a second.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Lady... Jesus. Hey, I don't know. Welcome back to Lady... Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Reem.
Wee.
Wee. Okay, so sorry. I know that was very self-indulgent of us in the first... thank you for putting up with us. So
No. I was very fascinated to learn.
I'll say this. If you're listening right now and you would like to see the video, it's available on our patreon.com/ladytolady. If you go sign up, it's available there. It will be shown nowhere else.
No. If you screen capture this, we will hunt you down.
Yeah. Yeah, this is OnlyFans rules, bitches. We will prosecute you if that footage ends up somewhere that it is not.
I will consider that revenge porn if someone shares that.
No. Oh my God, we're so dumb. We're so dumb.
Okay, we're gonna play a game to get to know you better. Gonna play the theme song.
Hey, Blinken's my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Right?
Oh my God.
I didn't make it up.
Oh my God, I can't. It's just like, that's so random.
So random.
So freaking random.
It really honestly is.
So random.
Not Raven.
What you're telling me right now is so random.
I can't even.
That's a random.
My God.
Random.
Whoa.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That
theme. And also so random. But,
That theme just hits different when you've eaten 1.8 pounds or 2. whatever pounds of pie. 3.2.
I feel like it's helping.
Yeah. Us. Yeah, it felt good.
3.14.
3.14.
Oh, hey. Shit. I see what you did there.
Okay. So if you can guess, these are random questions.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay. Reem, what was your favorite toy as a child?
Oh, wow. I haven't been ever asked that question. What was my favorite toy as a child? Well, there was the favorite toy that my parents never bought me, which was the Easy Bake Oven. So that was the favorite toy I had seen from afar.
Oh, my God. The Easy Bake.
Cool. Right?
My sister got that.
Oh, she did? I'm jealous of every child who ever did.
And it melted like you would accidentally leave the fork in and then everything would melt and all that stuff.
Oh, really?
How do other children play with that?
I mean, neither it must have been really, I mean, I was a child that liked to play with fire anyway, so I think I knew what I was doing.
It was just a light bulb. But, it was just a really hot light bulb.
Yeah, it was this almost the same oven. Do you guys remember those toys that that were like gummy insects?
Yes.
Yeah, so creepy crawlers.
Creepy crawlers. Oh. It was almost the same thing as the creepy crawlers oven.
I was, not surprisingly, extremely into creepy crawlers.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite toy, though, this is when like toys ended for me, was I used to like Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. And then at like 5 or 6, I watched Chucky. And it just like destroyed my life. I was so fearful of dolls for like 10
same
years.
Girl. Same. Yeah. That literally happened.
Mm-hmm. Really? I went into my room. I had like a bunch of Barbies. And then I was like, I have to kill them. So like I ripped their heads off, threw them in the garage. Cause like I didn't want them to like live and come after me. So yeah. I tore them apart like a true Arab. And then I just like, threw them in the garage, just locked the door. And that's when my childhood ended. Effectively.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I feel like you became like the serial killer and just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't kill me. I'll do it first.
Yeah. We also got fucked on. I think our generation got fucked on clowns, too. Like, we were afraid of dolls and also clowns because of it. And it's like, is nothing sacred? We can't even have dolls and clowns.
It's so funny. I'm a clown. I don't mind clowns. I don't think I ever. I was introduced to a nice clown before a scary clown.
Oh, good.
So
that's the key.
Gotta get casted it the right way.
I love clowns. I've always liked clowns. But you have to admit they have a bad rap at this point.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
yeah, I have to say, I think they would be a little creepy with or without it. I think they are inherently somewhat creepy.
Well, I mean, the John Wayne Gacy of it all too really fucks it all up pretty hard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, the who?
John Gacy was a serial killer. Yes. Pogo the Clown was his, he would do birthday parties. And he also managed a bunch of KFCs, so he ruined clowns and KFCs.
Oh, no.
And then would kill people?
He's pretty.
He was a bad one.
He's real bad. Real motherfucker.
So your parents never got you Easy Bake? Unacceptable. I feel like, mm-hmm. You didn't buy it for yourself? I guess at some point you're like,
no, by the time you have money, you don't want an Easy Bake oven.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, I'll just indulge on fast food.
Yeah. I can make an actual cake.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, I think they wouldn't buy me like expensive stuff. They're like, no, you're going to throw it away.
Yeah.
And I'm one of three. So they're like, eh. Just wait till your sister outgrows her toys, and then they're your toys. I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Did you get her clothes and stuff, too?
Yeah, all her clothes. I remember there was one, we have this celebration called Eid, which is like Christmas for Muslims, and there was one when I was like 5 years old, and my parents gave me her used rollerblades. I was like, huh? And I like threw a fit, and so they've never given me a used gift since. It's great.
Good. There you go. Well,
you set a boundary.
You have to treat them young. Yeah. I set a boundary. I was like, this isn't cool. I can tell the difference. And they're like, what? Okay.
Her name is written in the rollerblades.
Yeah. I was like, I've been wearing these already. They're effectively mine. Yeah.
But I mean, shout out to your parents for giving it a shot. Because I'm sure at a certain age, you wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. I think they were like testing the waters. Mm-hmm. But the water bit back.
Oh, man. Did you have a favorite Barbie before you ripped all their heads off?
No. Oh, my God. I've literally blocked out my childhood. No, it was just, like, all the Barbies. Just all of them. Anyone that I could get my hands on.
I get it. Chucky, like, was, like, an extremely traumatic experience for me, too, because that was my very first sleepover is where I saw it. It's the first night I ever slept away from home.
No.
It's also why I quit dancing, because it was a ballet sleepover. And I was like,
"Oh wow!" So it really traumatized
that
you.
That changed your whole life.
This
Brandy.
Was Brandy's sliding doors moment where she.
It was really bad, and like I also I had like my dad. I had shelves around the top of my room that my dad had built where all my dolls sat because my aunt would already buy me those porcelain dolls. I don't know why, but like so I couldn't get rid of those because they were like. Yeah.
The fancy ones.
The fancy ones from my aunt. So they would stare down at me while I was sleeping at night. So for probably 6 to 7 years when I'd go to sleep at night, I would put the covers over my head and then I would contort myself so it looked like the bed just wasn't made. And I was like, I'll just sleep like this.
You were that scared of your dolls?
Oh, yeah. And I also did not, because this was when I was like 5 or 6. I was like way too young for this to have happened to me. And I also did not tell my parents because I was like, if my dolls overhear me explaining... then they'll know. So I just confined myself to a personal hell until I was probably in 6th grade.
Oh my god.
It was really horrifying. To this day, if I see there was a thing I was seeing on Instagram stories that was like comparing two horror movies today, and like one of Chucky popped up, and I always still get a little like tense when I see his face.
Yeah, I cringe. I get tense.
There's gonna be a Chucky TV show, I think. Soon.
Well, gonna really? Break my TV. Gonna rip my TV's head off then.
Yeah, I remember I did a short documentary about dolls and like they're scary no matter what. That's another thing that I'm like, they're just kind of inherently creepy to begin with.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I grew up around a lot of dolls. What you just described, Brandy, is the playroom at my mom's house right now, like where my nieces sleep when they spend the night there. And I was like, shit, I hope they're okay.
check in with them and be like, blink twice if you hate the dolls.
Yeah, but I always really liked the dolls. I was a doll advocate, absolutely. Absolutely. And I never was shave my Barbie's heads or any of that shit. No.
I didn't have a lot of Barbies. I really didn't really want any because of the Chucky incident. But my friend Heather across the street had a ton of them. But the way we would play with them is we would just like, we had just like an extremely detailed family tree of how they were all related. So we're just like constantly just cataloging how they all knew each other. I don't know if that's
how incredible. You're yeah. The original childhood genetics.
Yeah, exactly.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Reem, what, back to the game, what the most epic way you've seen someone quit or be fired?
Oh, well, I have a kind of epic story. It's my own, though.
Ooh,
So I was because I'm a full-time comedian writer now, and I used to work in a movie studio before I like made the transition. And so I kept saying for like such a long time, I was like, I'm going to quit. Like, I got to go do this comedy thing full time, et cetera, et cetera. And it just like every time I would say it's going to happen, it like just kind of didn't happen. And so I finally on a Thursday, like made it official. I got into like a writing program and I got a little bit of change. And I was like, you know what? This is enough for me to go do my own thing. And I told my coworker and I promised, and I was like, this is it. I'm quitting Monday. I'm putting together a plan. And then the next day I got laid off and I got 4 months of severance. I was like, oh my God.
Like,
right before I was about to quit. So that was rules. Epic.
That's majorly epic. Wow.
Yeah.
That was like, that literally... you already had a sign that you're like, I'm on the right path. And then it was just like, you know what? Let's give you a little extra.
Yeah,
exactly. Cause I was like, I'll figure it out. Thanks, dude. That was like, it was so great. Cause HR was like, do you want us to like switch you to like another position? And I was like, fuck no, bitch. Bye. And just like left.
Nope. Put it in the account. See you later. Lose my number.
Exactly.
You said you have done comedy like all over the world. Where are some of the places you've been? Like, where's been your favorite to do it?
Ooh, I just recently got back from Dubai. I did the Dubai Comedy Festival in May 2021. Yo, it was wild. It was during COVID time, so it could have been. It wasn't as normal as like some of the other tours I've done, but it was still amazing. But before that, I've done the Middle East a bunch. I did Palestine. I did Bahrain, which is this island in the Middle East that I used to live on, actually, when I was a kid. Lived there for like 4 years. And then I moved away. I was like this like chubby little kid. And I was like, one day I'm going to move to Los Angeles and be an actress. You'll see. And then 15 years later, I like came back as like a comedian and like my face is on billboards and shit. So that was awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That was dope. And like all my like middle school friends came and I was like, hi, what's up? I'm famous. Bye. And just like,
love.
And then I've done like Japan, bunch of Europe and Costa Rica.
Ooh, how fun. Yeah.
It's twofold. It's a lot of people ask me like how to do it. Like some of them have been tours that I've been booked on. Others, it's like, all right, I'm going to a country for fun. And then you just like book yourself a tour while you're there. And right. So it's a business expense.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's hard as comics to like just vacation. You're like, but I also am going to.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I want to do stand-up.
I feel like it's a waste.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why not do a combination? A combination vacation.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus like business expense, dude. Like I went home to Colorado. And I was like, well, if I don't do stand up, this is out of my pocket. But if I do stand up, this is for work. Yeah. So got to book that travel.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Well, if I want like a real vacation sometimes, I also hit a point where I'm like, well, I don't know what to do at night because I'm just so used to like just stand up shows. I don't drink either. So I'm always just like, I'm just going to go hang out in a bar and I already ate dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go.
And it's a great way to meet people, like locals,
totally.
Too. I feel like whenever I travel, you meet like the people who are on your show or who come to your show, and then they want to take you out since you're a traveling comedian, and then you get to see great shit.
Yeah. I think the just like community you automatically kind of get to be in anywhere you go definitely helps with traveling, especially if you're on your own.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm actually doing shows in, by the time this comes out, I'll be done, but I'm doing shows in Colorado next week, and I had one night like off, and I was like, no, keep it that way. It's okay.
Yeah.
You can have a night.
Like,
you can go
fine.
Do something at night. Like, I mean, I'm positive if someone asks, I will do a show.
Of course.
But, you know.
Yeah.
No, but it's nice.
No, that's great.
Yeah. It's an important like place to get to in your comedy career when you're just like, no, I can just be a person tonight.
Right, right.
And it's not like, feel bad about it. Like, actually look forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're also coming off of a year and a half of having to be a person.
Of course.
Yeah. I love how we're like, yeah, I've never had a night. Never. Yeah.
but not traveling, though. You know,
no,
you're
not
usually
traveling.
Like, I hate it when you... You know, when you tour and like you just don't have any time to see the place you're going to because you're so busy doing shows or driving or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
I'm from Colorado. That's exciting that you're going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's this obviously the comedy scene there is so great and like blown up so much. So I'm just, even though I like do not have new material, we'll figure it out.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a blast.
You'll do good.
It'll,
and they're super nice.
Yeah, it's such a fun scene. I'm excited to just go do the outdoorsy shit too. I just like want to jump in some lakes and stuff. So,
100%. Yeah. Okay, Reem, what's the most addicted to a game you've ever been?
We're asking you such weird specific questions. Well, there are random. That's a
they're
random.
So game. Random.
Game. I don't really play. I was addicted to Snake back in the day.
Me too.
Nokia phones.
Oh, that
Snake
brick.
Was legit. Jam.
And then I did this is also back in the day. Do you guys remember Neopets? Did anybody do that?
Oh, yeah.
I do remember it.
They were like the Tamagotchi, basically, right?
Oh, no, Neopets was like this website.
Oh,
it was basically
right.
Like Tamagotchi. But then I also did Bubble Trouble. That was one I was addicted to. Do you guys remember that one?
I played
Which one's, what's Bubble Trouble?
It's like this like ball that bounces and you like shoot the ball and it separates into like smaller balls and you have to like do it eventually until you get all the balls. But balls keep jumping in as you're shooting them.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds like a good room. Allegory for life.
Yeah. Those are the. But I haven't been out. Once I started stand up, I feel like I don't have hobbies anymore. I don't play games. I don't do anything else because if I'm not writing or doing something to make myself money on the side, then I just get anxiety and I'm like, I should be doing
more. Any free time, you're like, it must be filled with.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm not doing stand up. I have to be doing TikTok. I'm not doing that. I have to be doing this. I feel like I never chill until I like chill.
Yeah.
But everything's so task. Even hanging out and like partying to me is like a task. I'm like, oh, this is like my social checklist.
Right.
Yeah. And I like saw the people I needed to see and I did the things to make me like it's never just like be lazy.
It's never enough, which is really fun.
No.
Love that. Love that.
It's a fun way to live.
My anxiety is so grateful.
I'm even like stressed out by like reality shows I haven't gotten to.
Dude, I'm stressed out by the opposite. I'm stressed out by like shows and everything I haven't seen. And then it's like, do you know this influencer? No. Have you seen this show? I'm like, no. And so every time it's just a new fucking person to know about.
There's too much. It's like dating. It's like, how much like, you know, do you have to get to know someone's whole life story? It's just whatever.
It was like that too. And I had a day job. Like I was working at the movie studios and like everybody was just like, do you know this director? Do you know this producer? You know his thing? And like, you just have to have a constant like database in your head of things. And I thought it would end once I like got out of that. And it's just shifted. Now it's like, do you know this comic? Do you know this TV show? Do you know this thing? Like, oh, you should know. Have you watched this? It's just too much.
I know. Every time do a meeting and somebody's like, what TV shows do you want to work on? I'm like,
whatever's going to pay me, bitch. I don't care.
I can't think. I haven't had time or my brain stopped working. I'm sorry.
100%. They always, and I should just have a pre-written list. And I tell myself this after every meeting and I forget. And then I'm like, The Office? I keep saying The Office. Like, stop. Yeah. We need a different show.
I usually say like a reality show because that's really all I watch.
Yeah, exactly. Hard to watch scripted sometimes. I'm like, I can't be invested in these fake people. I'm already invested in other fake people in real life.
Oh, I'm rewatching 30 Rock. I thought their stuff about the Obama re-election was really punchy.
Yeah, I heard the Gen Z kids love 30 Rock. So
should I jump on a 30 Rock? This is one of those that I have been meaning to watch. Thanks for adding.
You should.
To 30 the
Rock,
anxiety.
It's 30 Rock is a great comfort.
It just
watch.
Got put on Netflix, actually. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're fine, short. You blow through them. They're very fun.
Done. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I also don't keep any game. I don't like really play games anymore because I get like super addicted to shit like that. So I just like won't have them on my phone.
Well, they're so good at making them addictive now. Like, especially now, they just like, they have they've obviously brought in scientists to like light up all of your, you know, all the things that are make you addicted to it.
And if you're one of those scientists, fuck you for using your science for evil, not for good. Other scientists are creating vaccines, assholes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? What are maybe we doing?
Maybe some
something
people like their
with
games,
our brains?
Yeah, maybe they like it.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It just like hits me too hard. Like I remember like even just like playing like Tetris on my phone or something, I'll get to a point where I'll just like see it as I'm sleeping or something.
Oh yeah,
just
be like, that's when you know it's too
very
much.
Queen's Gambit.
Yes,
you're seeing closing your eyes and seeing Snake like on the ceiling.
Just you take pop up couple sleeping pills, play a little Tetris on the fucking ceiling.
That sounds lovely, honestly.
All right, one more question. Let's see.
Yes.
What? Okay. Now, what old person things do you do? Quote, old person things.
What old yes.
It's okay if we also know that you were like young and vivacious, so it might be, you know.
Thank you so much. This just reminds, the funny thing is I used to work at a nursing home, so I'm like, I'm just like racking through my memories of old people things. And really it's just eating and sleeping. I've been doing.
We all do that.
This thing, right? Mm. Yeah, I've been sleeping a lot lately, though. Like lately, I've been like, I can't function if I'm tired, I can't do it, and so I sleep like 12 hours, like burn through the workday. So that's an old person thing, I think. I used to just like function off 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, no, it's
need
not
anything.
I try. I don't know why I still think I can do that, and it's like, no, your body's not meant for that anymore. What are you doing?
No, and I still pretend I can. There's that book called Why We Sleep, and I honestly think I need to read it because I'm not getting the message.
Like, you should just like have it on audiobook and sleep to it and let it sink.
Oh yeah, that's good. Do the hypnosis of why I need more sleep while I'm sleeping.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be back with Lady Problems. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Bass.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Reem Adan.
Hi.
Hi, Reem.
Feel the need to make a comment after I'm interviewed. Anyway, can
no, we love it.
Let's do a lady problem, shall we? Let's play the song.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Ooh, once in a while I can hear
the dog
in the background. Do we know whose dog that is?
It's one of my dogs.
I guess it must have been because we recorded.
Yeah, I wonder if it's Gatsby.
It might be Gatsby on our track. Okay, if you have a lady problem, you can send it to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com or call us at 323-6-BUT-30. We are getting through a backlog, so sorry if we don't get to it for a second. We're just trying to, you know, we're trying to get to everybody's. Mm-hmm. All right. So this one was written into us, so I'm just going to read it. Hi, ladies. I just want to start off by saying thank you. I've been struggling with my mental health and started seeing a therapist who diagnosed me with PTSD after leaving my ex in October. You guys have made me laugh and feel like I was hanging out with my best friends in some very dark times. So I appreciate you more than words can say. So my situation right now is that I'm a 32-year-old single mom of two boys, 13 and 5. I recently bought a house to escape a physically, emotionally, and sexually abusive relationship that lasted 7 years. Any thoughts or advice on that would be appreciated, but my problem is actually about a surgery I was going to get while I was still with him. I've always been very insecure about my body and my flat chest especially. I was bullied by kids all throughout school. I was the president of the itty bitty titty committee. And after having kids, it's just not good. That's what she said. I decided I wanted to get a boob job. I have good credit and I was able to get a credit card with a balance of enough money to pay for one. I was counting on getting the surgery with this card and being able to make monthly payments with my income and my ex's income. But now that I'm single, making a house payment on my own, two car payments, everything else, I'm now second guessing the surgery. I'm forced to worry about if there were to be an emergency, say, with one of the kids, my house, or my vehicles. That credit card would be there. But on the other hand, I haven't done anything for myself. I had my first son at 18, and I've just been working and being a mom ever since. Throw a long-term abusive relationship into the mix, and my confidence has never been lower in my life. I've never wanted the surgery more. I know you're supposed to accept yourself for the way you are, but it's hard. I just want to wear a cute shirt or bikini and feel good. I just want to look at myself and like the way that I look. And it's definitely going to be an insecurity when it comes to dating again. So I guess my question is, do I play it safe and keep the card for emergencies only, or do I add a nice new pair of titties and maybe a bit of confidence? Sorry if this is all over the place. I love you, ladies.
Oh my God, girl. Get the titties. Get the titties.
That's definitely what I'm going to say, at least.
No question.
Yeah, I think do them. I do think talk to your therapist about this before you go through with it, just to make sure it's not like, it sounds like you wanted them like pre this relationship too. Yeah. But I wonder how insecure he made you feel in this relationship versus you know, so just that this is like your decision to empower you. And it has nothing to do with him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. That would be my only like thing, is make sure that it is like not a thing that isn't, you know, has nothing to do with like him at all. Because
coming from the right place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, and you want to, and it sounds like first of all that you're doing great. You're, you know, going to therapy. You're obviously being very thoughtful about this and your finances. You're responsible. You're not, you know, someone who's just like throwing caution to the wind or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think just continuing to work on like obviously the stuff that is left over that you're thinking about from that relationship in therapy is one thing, but.
But she's going to feel so good when she has those new titties.
True.
Yeah.
She's going to feel awesome. Like, I know we can all sit here like, yeah, you're great the way you are. But if you want something like new titties, the reality is you're going to feel awesome after you get those titties.
What you could do is start dating and then have somebody finance them titties.
Oh. Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar,
so maybe daddy invest, some titties. Mm-hmm. Invest in a good push-up bra for now. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple socks. Silicone pad or two, and then you go and you meet the person and you know, talk about it, and maybe they will fund your fun.
I like that.
You can't spell fund without fun.
That's a pretty good plan as well.
I don't know. I'm not a saver. This is like the same like conversation I have with myself about like trips that I shouldn't take, but I'm like, but this is like a once in a and I'll feel great about it. Maybe, so it's just like hard because I say go with it. But then, my family's like, plan.
And none of us have kids. And obviously, she's in a very different situation as far as, like, needing to worry about that with your finances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because when you're all you have to worry about is just like, I'll fucking figure it out.
But I mean, but you do. Still... Yeah. She said, like I said, she sounds very responsible. I mean, I would, you know, obviously, yes, it's good to have an emergency fund. And I think, like, make sure that you are saving something every week towards that in the meantime, like you can figure out how to be doing that at the same time. But I would for sure go for it. You're obviously going to research, I'm sure, how to get like the best bang for your buck as far as the titties goes.
So. Best tit for your tat.
That's so exciting though. I mean, it sounds like you have thought. It is one of those things where it sounds like you just need like the final nudge. And I would definitely
go for it.
Well, I also think it's so important, like, especially after everything that she's been through, and it sounds like she's been so selfless and really mm-hmm. done so much for other people. And, like, this sounds like one of the first things that she's thought to do, like, truly for herself in a really long mm-hmm. time. And yes. that's why I think it's important, because it's, like, I think this is, like, obviously a time in your life when things are shifting for the better, and I think it's mm-hmm. nice to mark that with, like, mm-hmm. just doing something for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And when you have that confidence and when you feel good about yourself, it just makes everything, you know, it just helps everything. So I think a lot of times it can open up other things for you that you didn't know because you kind of were just feeling a certain way about yourself.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And like, sure. I think boob shame gets so deep. It's such a like a thing that's with you for fucking ever. I mean, like, I had a breast reduction, God, at this point, 8 years ago, just crazy. It's been that long. But like I counted as one of like the five best things I've ever done for myself in my life. Cause it was always a thing oh, wow. that I was like, you know, I love myself. I love my body. Like I got no problems with most things. That was the thing that I was always like, I hate this. I just hate this about myself. I don't like the way that I felt like, I feel like I'm so much more in control of how I'm sexualized now because I made that decision for myself. Mm-hmm. And before it felt so out of my control. I mean, mm-hmm. I still have like double D's, but you know, it still was like, ugh, God.
Can I just say also, yeah. just side note, let's all get angry about this for a second. I yeah. tweeted today, like, I'm going to be in Fort Collins, everyone, for comedy. Mm-hmm. And I got a reply, more like huge boobs, Fort Collins. So what is...
Honestly, that's my hometown. So I'm a little ashamed.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Okay, so if you can find this guy and tell him to fuck off. What is yeah. that even... What is the point?
What is this deal? I know. You just have, every once in a while, you'll have a guy up in your DMs or your replies. It's like, nice tits. And I know I just sat here extolling the virtues of nice tits, but like, what's.
But that's you amazing. Doing it. You do not yes. need to say, and I'm yeah. promoting a comedy show.
Yeah.
That's insane. I've honestly never had a comment like that. I've also been president. Well, I'm itty bitty titty too. Like I just, but I like it. Here's the thing. Like I was discussing that like boob jobs with a friend the other day, and I personally like having small boobs because I don't have to wear a bra. I can just like wear pasties for any kind of shirt. Like it's easy for me.
Yeah.
And then I also grew up like a overweight kid. So when I have like, when my boobs do grow, I just feel like fatter. So it just makes me, so I have like a reverse issue, but I used to feel very, very self-conscious about it. But yeah, because I have such small tay-tays, nobody says anything. No one's ever DM'd me that.
Oh yeah. yeah. Guys will just like, as if you don't know that you have tits. It's like, thank you for bringing that to my attention, sir.
Yeah. I've, like, been brought on stage at early comedy, like, really shitty comedy shows or open mics where, like, my intro literally will be, like, she's got great tits or something. Yeah. It's, like, it's happened.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's happened multiple yeah. times. It's,
wait, recently?
No, not for years.
So, like, pre-cancel culture.
Yeah,
I want to say early, like,
I don't even think these are
years.
Guys who'd be cancelable because they're so like insignificant. But
no,
but it'd be like some piece of shit at some club. I had to like stop working at a certain club because this guy grabbed my ass. But
yeah.
But mm-hmm. before that, he would always bring me up talking about my tits or my ass mm-hmm. or make some joke.
No.
About
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nightmare. That's nightmare shit.
Horrific. Yeah.
So anyway, so get some tits. It'll be great.
Oh my God.
I will say just I mean, unfortunately, the world we live in, like you're going to get more attention with that kind of shit. It fucking sucks. That part.
Yeah.
Of it
I mean, I think
lot,
that's the exciting thing about going, you know, getting a breast mm-hmm. enhancement is that you get to like choose, you know, mm-hmm. how big you want to go, what size is going to look good on you. So I think that's fun mm-hmm. because you can. You know, like I definitely, mine are insane. They've even gotten bigger in the quarantine. And I'm like, what is going on? Stop growing. It's driving me crazy. But like, I would like to have something more manageable that, and I think I am going to do this in the next few years and not just like, what, you know, like cartoon eyes, boobs.
Yeah,
so you're obviously going to go for whatever size you want, but you know, it'd be nice to have like something that I'm like, oh, this isn't going to like, you know, be the first mm-hmm. thing.
Well,
sees.
And fake tits also, you don't have to wear a bra with, even if they're big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fake tits will just hang out.
Yeah. Augustin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say, you know what you should do before you get surgery? You should make a list of all the things that you can do with like itty bitty titties that you like, or like that you can wear with itty bitty titties that like you can't wear like once you get bigger boobs, like the things that are like, you're like real, like
you mean
small
to like,
stuff.
to
say good, like to have like a love letter goodbye to like your current itty bitty titties. Like what are the mm-hmm. what are like the things, the clothes that you like the way that you look in right now to be like, well, never going to see this again. But hey, thank you. I don't know.
Just you can have, do like a Marie Kondo of like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, the ones that spark joy / fit correctly. Yeah, but I think she knows the answer. It's like, go for it. You obviously, you know how to figure shit out and take care of yourself and your kids. So I wouldn't worry too much about that end of things. And it's exciting. Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm sure
I feel like she needs to like burn sage. Well, I guess it's a new house, but like change the vibe in the new house. That's what my other advice, like in addition to like, yeah, you're treating yourself to this, but like buy yourself maybe like a nice new print that you like or something nice for the house, a new vase or something. Just like,
yeah,
new stuff to like start. Yeah. Yeah, just making things feel like a fresh start.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you know, I mean, you're like a mom, you know, with kids, and like they're going to see you being happy. And like, that's the most important thing too, is like them seeing like you doing things for you and like leading with this like amazing, confident example and everything too. So, you know, it is something for you, but it also is something for them.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
well.
It's for your whole life. It's for everything. And your kids are part of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just trying to think. I'm just thinking about what it'd be like to be a teen and then have my mom have bigger boobs all of a sudden.
Honestly, I don't think, I feel like a teen boy is like not, has, like once you're a teen boy, you don't make eye contact with your mom for like 10 years. So I think
probably wouldn't realize. Notice.
Yeah. Ooh, mom's just like wearing hoodies all the time now. Weird. I know that like the surgery recovery for enhancements is like a little bit longer than augmentations too. So like make sure you've got like people that can like help you for like those first couple of weeks with like recovery. I mean,
did it take you to recover?
I mean, I was more just like exhausted for about a week and a half, like because surgery just like your body goes through trauma, so it's your body recovering from that. So I was like just slept for a week and a half basically, and then I couldn't do, I had to have somebody help me walk the dog for the first, I think for 3 weeks. Cause like if he pulled, it would be a problem. And then I could drive after like that week and a half, 2 week part point, but I couldn't do any kind of like working out or like anything involving like push-ups or anything for about 3 months.
Right. Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It took about 3 months for that to come back. And then, and then it was good. So I will also say if you're dealing with like mental health stuff where if like exercise is like a part of your like mental health, like find like, you know, walking and things like that, like hiking would be fine after a few weeks, but like just have like a plan in place of like, oh, what you can and can't do for those first few months.
And that's a good call, because especially with her kids, yeah, it's like it sounds like you're gonna have to have a pretty solid plan in place about what you're gonna do.
Yeah, exactly. But you get it all
well,
figured
good
out.
Good luck. Good luck. It's gonna be great.
Hell you got yeah. this.
Yes.
You got this. You got tits. You're ready.
Ooh,
you
maybe.
You got tits.
Maybe just because interest rates are so low right now because everything is garbage. The economy is awful.
Oh.
If maybe there's another card you could get now that has like a lower rate than the one that you currently have.
Or there's payment plans with plastic surgeons. So they might even just like let you
Yeah,
do
you might
have
to do it all at once.
Yeah, exactly.
Idea.
Yeah, there might just be
the, yeah, that's the thing. There's always a way. There's always a way.
Yeah, I think actually PayPal and Chase have a thing where you can like pay in segments without any interest. So like it'll just keep charging you monthly without having to open a card or whatnot. So check that out.
I think when I'm 40, I'll probably get some kind of boob change up, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. So I'm like, yeah, in the next 2 years, I'm ready. They're like unmanageable at this point. Like, it's not okay anymore.
Yeah. I mean, truly, truly one of the best things I've ever done. Like, literally just being able to, like, hug a person closer to you than
That's
you.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
It's like an insane, the number of things that it, like, I realized that I could do that I couldn't do before. Like,
I just
like,
want to lift. Yeah. I think a
I've
lift
been
would
sitting
be
here this whole time, like, what plastic surgery should I want? What plastic surgery should I want?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking right now what I've landed on is a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
Is that make it bigger or does it just lift?
I think it just, like, boop.
It pops it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sprays the roof.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. You get you get that, I'll get the boobs and you know.
Right. Meet you in Palm Springs. Yeah, okay. Lipo, whatever.
Lipo, okay. Just like we'll lose just weight fast recovery, and not have to do anything.
Yeah, recovery together.
Oh. I mean, as fucked up as it was, that reality show, The Swan, where they would put those ladies in the house.
Oh, I loved that show.
Me too.
It was- I just like transformations. Yeah. Anything that I can see a before and after, even if it's like Project Runway, I just like looking at things. And afters,
yeah.
That's
me too.
It. I just want to see before and after.
Well, in The Swan, like it seemed in a way so efficient because it was like, tell us everything that you're a little bit insecure about. And then they would just do it all for you
and put it on television.
I gotta rewatch this. It's a night. It's horrible, but
it's an absolute dystopian nightmare. I love it.
Well, I love it. Because they had to like change the show from Extreme Makeover to Extreme Makeover Home Edition, but there was Body Edition at one point.
Oh yeah, was Extreme Makeover Body Edition the one where was it The Swan where the doctors would mark on you with a marker everything they were going to cut off?
I think
it was both.
Oh yeah,
probably. I don't know.
They just do that in general. They do that when you go to the plastic surgeon.
Yeah. They gotta mark stuff.
What
yeah.
I'm thinking of was particularly cruel. The subject would be like in a conference room. And there would be like a panel around them and they would just, several people would just take a Sharpie and be like, okay, we're going to lift their butt here. And they would just mark up this person, like multiple people, like as if they were marking up like engineering plans.
Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick to just making bathrooms. I think that's like most of my Instagram.
That's satisfying too.
My Instagram explore page is mostly just like, we pulled the carpet off of this floor. Look at it now.
That's the same thing. I'm just getting wallpaper on my tits.
Dude, mine is all before sure. and after photos of bodies. Mine's like, try keto. Try not eating.
I had to really fuck with my algorithm because I was like, yeah, it was so much of that. And I was like, okay, this is not good.
That shit stresses me out.
Yeah. Like, I never even know. I've gained weight until Instagram tells me. And I'm like, oh, it knew.
It probably does. It probably fucking does somehow.
Yeah, it knows. It knows.
Probably analyzes your photos and is like, this bitch's face is a little bit rounder than last month.
We can barely recognize
that. Or like takeout, like my like Grubhub receipts.
Yeah. Or my fucking watch knows what my heart rate is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's... Okay.
They're tracking us.
Tell us if your watch is like, we think you ate 2 pies last night. I would like to know.
Oh, it's been sure real sluggish. Knows. The heart rate's been sluggish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have said pie so many times in this call that I'm fascinated to see what your algorithms are going to be.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Because it's listening. Oh, it's listening.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to see.
Is this going to be like cake decorating videos? Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Oh,
I love those.
Oh, yes, that will be wonderful if that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I'd be down to watch. I love watching people get mad at like the fake cakes. I kind of love them.
Oh, no, they're like the fake. Very cool.
Yeah. I love it. They're very cool. I don't know. It's fun.
I like the cakes that like you can't tell if it's a cake or like an inanimate object. And then they cut it.
That's it. Yeah. People are mad at those.
Yeah, I love them.
I think it's just because people are mad at that because anytime we have any fun on the internet, somebody's got to hate on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true.
This is insensitive to other inanimate objects. I'm like
okay.
Yeah. It's like, I understand that society is tricking me with lots of things constantly.
You're insensitive to me having joy.
This one's okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me have this.
That's our show. Reem, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, ladies.
It's good to see you. Is there anything you want to shout out? Where can people find you online?
My Instagram @pie_is_life. Everything, all the socials, TikTok, Instagram, all at Reem Edan, REEMEDAN. And that's it. Finally on the Soush.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Thanks, everyone. And yeah, again, if you want to be a patron and get access to that sweet, sweet pie footage, go to patreon.com/ladytolady. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey ladies, thank you for the laughs as I drive and de-stress from my office job that I love, but college students aspiring for more. Just wanted to let you know that I am from a state in the South, driving down the road, listening to you, and I see truck balls. Reminded me of a episode that I heard where y'all talked about truck testicles, and yeah, people still have them, and they're not appealing and they're not funny, but I appreciate you talking about them to bring them back up in my memory. And so I connect to when I see them and it just gives me a laugh after a hard day. Appreciate you and Truck Balls. Live long and prosper, I guess. Hi, ladies. This is a caller who just left a message about seeing Truck Balls and laughing out loud. Just wanted to let you know, too, that listening to you 24/7 has made my mind just raunchy at work, and the littlest thing will make me think of one of your sex jokes or penis or balls, and I have become the pervert at work accidentally. And honestly, I'm okay with that title. I'm not a pervert. Sorry, that didn't sound good at all. Not like pervert. I'm not a pervert. I don't think I'm a pervert either. Just, I guess, perverted thoughts, because your jokes are so funny and I listen to you so much that it's creeped into my everyday life. So I appreciate you giving me something to make my coworkers laugh about. And yeah, I may have to write some of these jokes down, because I'm not going to lie, I make myself laugh on the daily. So thank you. Bye.